You're all full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second.
Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
That is such a ravine. Hang on a second. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Technical meltdown.
You see my right foot? It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be up here.
On the Little Ticket.
All right, the e-break is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We're going to give you three candidates, and we all agreed to let you vote one more week at 888-787-1310. Okay, candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. Dan out this week, Jake in, and they talked to Joey Gallo this week. Really interesting interview. Thought Gallo was really forthcoming. Thought he had a lot of interesting things to say. But it got really tense when Jake stepped into a bear trap and brought up Joey Gallo's facial expressions that get captured on TV and turn into memes and whatnot. So that's how this went down.
I'm sure you've been asked this before, but it's definitely one of the treats of this Ranger season is the memeable, gifable face of Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're hamming it up or if this is just happenstance that you happen to do a job where there's cameras everywhere, but I just want to tell you thank you in person.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes I get to watch the games on TV and it sucks having the camera. You just don't think about the cameras when you're out there. And, you know, I'll be watching a game, you know, a replay or whatever, and, like, the camera will be on me for, like, 20 seconds. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to make so many stupid faces. Because I have a thing called tics disorder, facial tics disorder or whatever, minor tics. So I'm always moving. I'm always, like, fidgeting, making faces. So that's kind of why I do that stuff. You know, I roll my eyes a lot, but it's mostly on the field when I do it. Off the field, I don't do it as much, but on the field, you know, you're in the heat of a moment and I like to move a lot and stuff. So that's kind of the background of why.
Well, now I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Are we still allowed to be entertained? Yeah,
Don't worry, you can just make fun of people with it.
Oh, wow. Geez. But, yeah.
No, it's cool. It's really not a big deal. My parents, man, they hated it when I was growing up.
That's a tough one, pal.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
But it made Sean feel bad, too. He's been all over that.
No, that I'm enjoying tick. It.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's Jake up for an e-break.
Indeed.
And then there's Bob Sturm during Why Today Doesn't Suck. He almost said a bad word.
He'd been ejected from that day's game for arguing a call at second base.
Would you put, like, shin protectors
on? What?
Yeah. Would you ever put that?
Would you put shin protectors on the cow?
Hey!
What if
would it wear a cup?
There's no way that was that close.
Do you think it would wear a cup over its teeth?
That was one of the worst fucking ears teams of...
Oh my gosh!
On this day in 1970, ball four.
He said Buccaneers.
That sounds
like something
too.
Else. I know. I think that's Bob's bit. He just... plays the near cuss card a lot.
He likes dancing around that line.
Yeah. That was pretty close. And it stopped down everybody. So there is Big Game Bob up for an emergency break of the week.
Obviously.
And then
be careful if you want to vote for Bob, by the way.
Like how you vote, you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Because we're going to get some people who are going to be dancing on that line themselves.
And I don't appreciate it.
No, I don't either.
Candidate number three is David Mino. Now, he will misfire from time to time. Mino, operating the board in the afternoons, plays a lot of drops for sure. And somehow he fired off. We played this yesterday, the Corby scream. That has been a popular drop to be played this week. Well, Mino accidentally fired it off during one of Ty Walker's ticket tickers and about scared the heck out of Ty.
Club and the rotation where it needs to be and where we anticipated it would be with
Diamond Talk. Oh my God.
Misfire.
Diamond Talk afterwards on the ticket. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And I'm dead.
God. Diamond Talk, heard so after every loud. Weeknight home Ranger game. Listen to the longest-running post-game show for hell? Any team, any sport in DFW radio history. Tonight.
Oh, my God.
Advantage Multi for Dogs.
On a Wilco win today.
And Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You right. Feel like you've been had.
Man, that thing, you're right, Gordo. Yeah, it is really loud. Yeah.
And I turned it down.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I potted it down a bit.
Yeah, when you played it, to give an example of what it's like, you turned it down. But yeah, when Mino plays it, it's so loud in that ticker.
And Ty's eardrums must have exploded.
Because he listens really loudly.
He keeps his headphones up so high.
It's, yeah. Mino's just, he's risky behind the board. Him in possession of the controls, or as I like to say, Mino in possession, should be a crime. Gosh.
All of that for that.
Right. He'll be coming around the mountain with a joke.
I'd say that one more time.
Club and the rotation where it needs to be and where we anticipated it would be with
Diamond Talk. Oh my God.
Misfire.
Diamond Talk afterwards on the ticket. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And I'm dead.
Okay.
You know, of all the ridiculous drops up here, that's got to be top five ridiculous drops.
Well, it needs to go away.
I don't know. I laugh every time I hear it.
What?
Do you want to play it full volume once?
I want just, no, don't play it
yeah,
full.
Yeah, let's hear it. We owe it to ourselves.
All right. You're ready.
Gosh.
See, I laugh every time I hear it.
You were warned.
Are we still on the air?
Here Let's are your not. Three candidates, Jake, Bob, or Mino. 888-787-1310.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to find out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Oh, yes. The P1CR would like to vote responsibly.
Okay.
For Bob and Nilsa Taylor's Tasty Tatas.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, boys, do me the say. Give me Bob.
Not bad.
Wow.
An old reference there, but not bad.
Jimmy the St. Christopher.
Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hey, good morning to you, Jeb. Do you believe in the mean green?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Hey, can we permanently replace Junior with Ducey? Anyway.
No way.
Oh, darn. Let's go ahead and vote for the Sterminator. Good morning to you.
Okay. Bob off to a quick 3-0 run. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM. Go ahead.
You know who the two biggest bears in the world are?
Who?
You and me.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think so at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, the P1CR would like to vote for Jake and the Skeet Jimmy Hart's Ford Festiva.
What is going on?
I don't know. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gonna call the musers. Gonna place a vote anyway. Gonna vote for Jake, who makes fun of people's dicks, and he's such a...
You say Jake?
I think.
Yeah, I think he did too. Thanks for working and looking for a city in your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Sports caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Florida apartment, please.
Okay, hold, please.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Fire department, please.
Unbelievable.
Let me put
what
you on hold, please. Hold. Let's go to the next one. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello. This is Hall of Famer Judge Rodriguez.
All right.
I want to vote for the man who has more Chevys than a Chevy dealership.
Okay.
Who's that, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The Bob Sturm Show for his near cuss.
He'd been ejected from that day's game for arguing a call at second base.
Would you put, like, shin protectors
what?
On?
Would you ever put that?
Would you put shin protectors on the cow?
Hey!
Just let it
would
fly.
It wear a cup?
There's no way that was that close.
Do you think it would wear a cup over its teeth?
That was one of the worst fucking ears teams of...
Jeez.
On this day in 1970, ball four.
Okay, all
makes
right.
me so uncomfortable.
I know. Everybody's uncomfortable. How many is that for Bob?
That's 20 wins, 67 behind Norman, no offense, Hitzkiss.
No offense.
No offense.
But he sucks.